If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The Saturday Night Live house cleaning continues.
Wow, it's like a radio station changing formats.
Yeah, really.
Over there where everybody is getting let go. There were actually two more that happened yesterday, and also yesterday, maybe one of the more high-profile names on Saturday Night Live, Heidi Gardner, announced that she will not be returning. After an eight-year run on the show, she made her debut in 2017. She was the longest-tenured female cast member on the show. Some of her characters included Bailey Gismert, a cringy teenage film critic, Angel, every boxer's girlfriend from every movie about boxing ever. She had so many memorable characters through the years. But she will not be returning, and now joins Michael Longfellow, who it was announced was not returning yesterday, Emil Joachim and Devin Walker, and there are supposed to be more, according to producer Lorne Michael. He said that before the season 51 premiere, which will be October the 4th, there will be a major shakeup, and there will be more people leaving. So, sadly, this is becoming a daily feature here on our segment.
Yes.
Heidi Gardner has been making movies and TV series. She'll probably wind up with her own show as a result of this. So, it's probably a blessing in disguise for her.
Yep, for sure. Well, Monday is Labor Day. Before long, it'll be Halloween, and there will be Twilight movies playing at Halloween, won't there?
Yeah, in theaters, the way that the directors all had intended for us to see this. They made the official announcement yesterday that all five of the Twilight movies are going to be back in theaters again starting this October. Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Taylor Lautner, or as we like to call him now, one of Taylor Swift's boyfriends, who she didn't marry. So as soon as we get exact dates on that, in a month or so, we'll let you know. They haven't said the exact dates of when all of this is going to be coming out. But, these were juggernauts. I remember when these came out. Insanely popular.
The Wizard of Oz premiered last night out in Las Vegas at the Sphere. What are we hearing about that?
We're hearing nothing but rave reviews about the whole thing. I am going to figure out some time to go to Las Vegas. I haven't been to the Sphere yet to see a concert or anything, so I'm just curious to see what that experience is like. But they're taking this film from 1939. They've made the necessary technical adjustments of it. They're saying $100 million worth of technical adjustments that they had to make to show the Wizard of Oz in this 360-degree wonderland that where you not only see the movie itself. But they sort of make it 4D with blasts of wind and splashes of water during the tornado scene. Apparently, they whirl up the winds inside, and you experience that when the flying monkeys are flying. They have inflatable winged monkeys on drones.
Wow.
That fly around the sphere during the apple season, where Dorothy, the trees themselves are throwing apples at Dorothy. Actual red delicious apples from the state of Washington fall from the.
You got to wear a helmet.
The
when
sky.
You go in there?
You do have to prepare yourself for all of this. There is an actual orchestra that's playing the music. I mean, the whole thing sounds amazing, and it all premiered last night. Tons of celebrities were there for the opening, and I definitely also want to get there to see it. And it will be running, let's see, they're doing like two or three shows a day through March 31st of next year, Wednesdays through Sundays through March 31st of next year. You can go to Ticketmaster and get information on that if you are as oddly curious about this as I am.
Dean, tell us about the big doings in Gary this weekend.
Yeah, this is a big celebration going on to honor the Jackson family and Michael Jackson. They're calling it the 2300 Jackson Street Block Party. I don't know if you've ever gone to the house that the Jackson family grew up in. You know, all these kids, the parents, it was a two-bedroom house. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny little house, which has become sort of a historic destination now for people who are Michael Jackson and Jackson 5, Jackson family fans. Two of the brothers will be there today, Jackson and Marlon Jackson, along with their friend, comedian Chris Tucker, who is very good friends with Michael Jackson himself. At noon today at the Roosevelt High School, they're going to be doing a special commemoration there. And then tomorrow, from noon until 7, Grammy winner Denise Williams will be there and will entertain. But it's a huge celebration. It's if you're a Jackson 5 fan, Jackson family fan, it's worth making the trip to you know, go and see, you know, this amazing place. You know, plus I always say when you're in Gary, Indiana, it's a great time to pick up cigarettes and fireworks. So
that goes without saying.
Yeah, so make it a twofer when you go out there for that.
Yeah, take Grandma and Grandpa. They'll love it. What else is happening this weekend?
Lots. So we've got tons of music going on. Soldier Field is going to be super busy this weekend. My Chemical Romance, well, the Oasis was there last night for their reunion tour. My Chemical Romance is there tonight. The Lumineers are playing Soldier Field on Saturday night. And then the rock group System of a Down and Avenged Sevenfold are playing there Sunday and Monday. Just right down the street from there, Chicago's Jazz Fest kicks off. It actually kicked off yesterday, and it's going to be going on all weekend long. They've got, as they always do, jazz legends and modern masters and fresh new talent all going on Millennium Park and different locations all around the city all weekend long. Country star Trace Adkins is out at Orland Park Centennial Park West for a performance tomorrow. The K-pop girl group Fromis 9 is playing the Chicago Theater. If you're a ska fan, you know the group Streetlight Manifesto. They're at the Salt Shed for the weekend. On stage, we have got Catch Me If You Can, the musical adaptation of the movie that came out a few years ago. It's out at the Marriott Lincolnshire. There's the Chicago premiere of the musical adaptation of the hit French film Amelie, which is at the Chopin Theater now through September 28th. The hit political satire, it's played in several different cities, called 44 the Musical, is at the Studebaker Theater, remembering the Obama days in the White House. That'll be there till the 21st of September. Comedian Nate Jackson is at the Improv in Schaumburg. Zakir Khan at the Chicago Theater on Sunday. We've got the Big Taste of Polonia going on at the Copernicus Center in Jefferson Park through Labor Day. The 32nd annual Fiesta Boricua celebrates Puerto Rican food, music, and culture Saturday and Sunday in Humboldt Park. If you're at Gallagher's Way over the weekend, you'll run into Wing Out Chicago, a chicken wing lovers festival going on through Sunday. Also out in Naperville, the Naperville JC's last fling. This is like the 32nd year, something like that, for this legendary festival to kind of wind up summertime. It's going on in downtown Naperville through the long holiday weekend.
Anything good at the movies?
Yes. Well, I've been talking about this movie, The Roses. It is a remake, I guess you might say, of the 1989 movie that starred Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas, which was a really dark and bitter and evil comedy about a one-time happily married couple who the nature of their relationship changes to the point where they just want to sort of kill each other. This new version is not as nasty and as mean as the 1989 version. There are actually more sweet and loving moments in this movie than moments that are mean. Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch star, again, very happily married couple raising their families. Their lives get turned upside down. And really, it becomes a movie about when you are married and things change, can you change with them, or do you react the way they do, mostly with words? I've been saying that words are the weapons in this movie. It's not nearly as violent as the 1989 movie, although there is a little bit of that. But mostly, I love this movie because it is so cleverly written. It is so witty and sharp. And the chemistry between Cumberbatch and Colman is really, really great. I enjoyed it. I like dark comedies. I think they're great. And this one is thoughtful and smart. And I gave it a Dean's List A. So, you know, if you're looking for something like that, there you go. Out in the theaters right now.
Yeah, see, after you get your fireworks and cigarettes there in Gary, perfect weekend.
Smokes. Smokes and fireworks, right?
Enjoy your holiday. Thank you, Dean.